KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. A whale was landed in Savunga on Tuesday, and as the 2012 whaling season is coming to a close, community members share the importance of subsistence whaling with conversation and hard work. Margaret DeMaribis reports in Savunga.
Onlookers gathered in Savunga yesterday to watch the community's last whale of the season get moved toward the beach. Estimates are showing this could be one of the biggest whales caught in Savunga, and it is requiring a lot of strength by both man and machine to move it out of the water. George Nunguk is from Savunga. He is the chairman of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission and is a representative for the Alaska Commission in the international whaling arena. Nunguk says that a technique has been devised to estimate a whale's length by measuring flukes and jawbone. He says this technique is based on documented samples and measurements from bowhead whales harvested in Alaska whaling communities.
Probably safe to say that with the measurement of the flukes being over 21 feet, you take that and multiply that by three and get an estimate around 63 feet.
Nunguk says Captain Frederick Kingikuk and his crew struck the whale just before daybreak on Tuesday. Community members were busy trying to roll it to shore yesterday after the flukes sheared during the initial attempt to pull it out of the water. They had worked late into the night Tuesday and continued efforts yesterday. Nunguk says it may take a while.
Earlier today, they were able to make a ramp out to the whale. And that's what we're trying to do right now, to roll it over. If we can roll it over, the D9 tractor can probably roll it in so people can work on it.
He says communities are dependent upon bowhead whales and explains the importance of subsistence hunting.
I think number one is the food. The food security, the bowhead whale is central for most of our whaling communities in Alaska, and it's very important for them to get the bowhead so they can feed their communities and families.
He also shares the many ways hunting impacts community members.
Culturally, mentally, physically, it's important. Biologically, it's important. So all those factors combined makes it a very important resource.
Nunguk emphasizes that bowhead whales are a shared quota and a shared resource, a practice that's always happened with whaling in Alaskan communities.
Margaret DeMaribis reporting in Savunga. Governor Sean Parnell has issued a state disaster declaration for the Western Alaska village of Napuskiak for damages caused by an October storm that flooded parts of the community. The State Division of Homeland Security says the declaration issued Monday makes state funds available for repairs and emergency protective measures. Division officials say the October storm that moved into the Bering Sea brought heavy rain, severe winds, and storm surges up to 4 feet above mean tide levels. According to officials, several areas in Napuskiak were flooded, prompting the need for debris cleanup, and boardwalks and tribal facilities were damaged. Napuskiak is a Yupik Eskimo community of about 430 people, located on the east bank of the Kuskokwim River. Just weeks after BP accepted blame for the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, the federal government is announcing more punishment for the company. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the Environmental Protection Agency is suspending BP from future government contracts. Less than 2 weeks ago, BP agreed to pay $4.5 billion and plead guilty to 11 criminal charges. The company still needs to settle the Clean Water Act violations from the spill that could total more than $20 billion. So yesterday's news was yet one more blow. The EPA is suspending future contracts between the company and the federal government. Neither the EPA nor BP would comment for the story. Both issued statements. The EPA blasted the company for a lack of business integrity. It says suspensions typically last up to 18 months, but can continue as long as there are ongoing legal proceedings. The announcement has not affected the value of the company yet. BP stock finished up 0.3% yesterday. Nome's own Ellie Martinson is the winner of the 2013 Iditarod Button Contest. The 10-year-old submitted the design last winter and found out this summer that hers was chosen for the 2013 Iditarod Booster Button. Today, the button can be purchased online for $2.95. Star Zelag with the Iditarod Trail Committee says the Iditarod Button Contest is open to elementary students along the Iditarod Trail from Wasilla to Nome. She says Ellie's drawing was chosen because the design was colorful and caught their eye.
This one was had the elements we looked for that can reduce down and show well on a button size, and it was very bright and cheery, and we thought that'd make a good button.
Martinson's winning drawing is of a sled dog team with a musher wearing a purple parka with a bright red sleeping bag, rather a bright red sled bag, traveling through the mountains. Ellie added a bright blue sky in the backdrop, and she says the inspiration for the drawing came from her hometown.
We're in Nome, right? So I thought of the mountains and the way we have lots of people racing with mushers and everything, so I drew what came into my mind.
For winning the 2013 Iditarod Booster Button Contest, Ellie received a plaque that declares her the contest winner. She also received a bag full of buttons to give to family and friends. She says she found out she won when her fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Mel, told her while she was simply getting a drink at Bering Tea.
I was very excited and I just couldn't believe it. I don't know. I didn't really expect I was going to win.
Iditarod star Zelag says Jessica Hackett from Iditarod Elementary School in Wasilla got second place in the design contest. Shaktulik's Roderick Huntington got third place. Martinson is now a fifth grader at the Anvil City Science Academy. Congratulations, Ellie. The price of gold in New York is up $7.30 an ounce to $1,728.10. An ounce of silver up 51 cents to $34.38. And a pound of zinc at 91 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:53 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 10:02. It's unofficially 8 degrees at the KNOM studios 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.